Episode 636, Confessions of an Upset Mama, School is Hard, I Want a Job.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. It is Friday. It's Confession Day. Yes. Are you ready for an extraordinary day because you are an extraordinary woman? Yes, you are ready. I know you are. I can see the fire in your eyes, the joy in your heart. And I know you're just so ready and raring to go. It's Friday. That means it's the weekend. I hope you have had an absolutely wonderful week. Sometimes it goes by really fast and sometimes it goes by really slow. But today in Confessions, we're talking about school is hard. I want a job. Oh, yeah. Great story on that one. So stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep your life simpler while you pursue a happy, healthy lifestyle. You want to know where you're going. You want to be on fire all the time. And sometimes, well, life just happens. School is hard. I want a job. If only that came from us, right? No, it came from my youngest, my sixth grader. The one thing you don't want to hear from your child is the tone of giving up while saying, school is hard. School is hard. This is my youngest proclamation this morning as we waited for the bus. And he concluded with, I want a job. I want a job. I'm like, whoa, you want a job? Let's see. If I could only get you working, but you're nowhere close to the age of being able to legally work, I would be put in jail for it. So it's probably not a good thing. Perception is everything. There are days I wish I was back in school and other days longing for a traditional job. But here we sit living out the consequences of our choices. Now those consequences can be good or bad, but they're still the consequences of our choices. Are you loving where you're at? Or do you stew about it? Do you wish you would have made other decisions? Do you look back too far going, well, if only? Sometimes we need to remove ourselves from that if only so we can get beyond that. School is hard. I want a job. As my baby, oh yeah, he's only a sixth grader. That's my baby. Boarded the bus. I encouraged him to keep looking for the surprises. What he doesn't know, the gems of knowledge that will add to his baskets of inspiration. He had the look of, what are you talking about, Mom? But again, in his eyes, he understood the importance of pushing on, moving forward, and growing in his experiences. He needed to learn. There was no option. School is hard, and when we stand on the other side, it always appears brighter, better, and more beneficial. The grass is always greener on the other side. Think about it. What have you wanted in life sometimes? It's usually what you don't have. And it always looks better. We want what we don't have. It's the Joneses syndrome. It's always seeing what somebody else has and like, oh man, if only. Is that really how we want to live life? If we take our life and keep searching for what everyone else has, we will miss what we are supposed to gain. What you are wanting might be something totally different than what you actually receive. Yet, you might be chasing what somebody else has. Life is hard. School is hard. Whatever hat you're wearing, young or old, you need to be chasing what's yours to have, what you've been gifted, what God has in store for you. It's not about what everybody else has. As a child, that's how we see it. I want that. I want that bicycle. I want those Legos. I want that phone. They have a phone. I want a phone. It's crazy. Kids in elementary, I'm talking first, second, and third graders, have phones now. They're taking them to school. To me, I'm like, that's totally crazy. My child didn't have that. And if I had even younger ones, my child still wouldn't have a phone. I'm going to be available to them. They don't need a phone all the time. Now, that's not for me to decide for your family. You need to do what's right for you. But we look at what we don't have, and that's what we want. When you're building a business as an entrepreneur, you see other successes in your line of work, your niche. You may want to be right where they are, but they too had a beginning. If you're a child with older siblings or you're looking up to the friends down the street, you want to get where they are, but they too had a beginning. As much as we want to fast forward in life, we too need to walk our own journey, find our own way, and create our own now. Why sit here and slump into the Joneses syndrome? Why give into that? Life is hard. Life happens. School is hard. I just want a job. I was so tickled when he said that. It just made me laugh because I'm thinking, well, I don't think every adult would appreciate that completely because they may actually just want to be back in school. They wouldn't have the responsibilities. Life would be different. But again, the Joneses syndrome. We want what we don't have. And we get frustrated where we are. And when we're frustrated where we are, what do you do about it? How do you get to where you want to be? What gets you to step into your greatness? Yours, not anybody else's, your greatness. What God has placed within you. Because he has created something that only you have to give. It's your special touch. It's your words. You could tell me exactly what you wanted to do and I could do it for you. But it'd be totally different because it's me doing it. You have got to take your gifts and use them to the fullest. So how do you do that? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Lean into your learning curve. Lean into your learning curve. It takes knowledge, the know-how to get where you want to go. You got to have a plan. You got to have a strategy. Why do you think you invest in a coach? You need a plan. You need a strategy. You need someone else to help you get to where you want to go. Now, are they doing the work? No, but they're walking next to you. They're helping. They have eyes that you don't have. They've been able to take people where they want to go. They have success. It takes knowledge, the know-how to get you where you are right at this moment to where you want to be. How long have you been sitting where you are, dreaming your dreams, putting them on the back burner, wishing you were doing something else? You can do it. Lean into your learning curve. Number one, accept where you are now. You got to leave the if only. Got to leave them behind. It's done. You can't change it. The past is gone. You must what? Accept where you are now. With the many people that I've coached over the years, this is one huge stumbling block that they hit. And people think they're totally done with it. Oh, I can accept where I am. I got this. And they don't. And they don't realize that there's these three or four other layers that they have to get through till they really can accept where they are. This is huge. So in order for you to lean into your learning curve, you have to accept where you are now. Number two, broaden your boundaries. Broaden your boundaries. You see, you create your own comfort zone. If you want to grow, if you want to learn, you want the know-how, you want to get to where you want to go, you have to broaden your boundaries. You have to get what? Uncomfortable. You do. And you have to be open to something that you may not be used to. The world is changing. And that doesn't mean that you have to change your morals, your ethical beliefs, etc. But sometimes we have to change the way we do things. We have to come in to technology differently. We have to be open to how we can be skilled in a new area. Broaden your boundaries. Number three, commit to change. Change is tough. You have to commit to it, and it's not for 2 seconds. Besides accepting where you are now, this committing to change is tough because we don't want to stick with it long enough. We get to that deception phase, and we start hitting that self-doubt, and we're like, woo, I don't know if I can go any further. You have to commit to it. You have to know that you're going to be beyond uncomfortable. You have to know that with Being uncomfortable comes what? Progress. Yes. And you got to feel it in your bones and you got to go with it. Commit to change. Number four, do the work. Take the steps. Take aim. There's no sitting back. This stuff isn't going to happen on its own. You're not going to just close your eyes, put everything under your pillow, and by osmosis, you wake up and you're exactly what you wanted to be and where you are. It doesn't work that way. It would be nice, but even I don't have that magic wand. Do the work. It takes work, and it may not be just a month worth of work. It could be years worth of work. Are you worth it? Of course you are. You are worth it. And number five, experience your greatness. That's when you begin to go, oh my gosh, I'm actually doing this. Yes, I've hit it. This is where I want to be. And sometimes, guess what? You have to go back to the learning curve because you want more. You see, we never stop growing. One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. Whether you're my son wishing he was finished with school and already working a job, or maybe you're looking at moving your dream to fruition, greatness is before you. Are you willing to accept that challenge? Are you ready for it? It's time for you to lean into your learning curve. Join in on the conversation. I want to hear from you. What are you doing to step into your greatness? What are you doing? Okay, and notice what I asked there, doing. So that means it's an action. And I want to hear from you. So drop me a note. You can even come on over to createyournow.com. And there on the podcast, you can leave a comment in episode 636. And you can scroll down to the bottom. It says leave comment. You can leave a comment. I would love to hear from you. If you want to send me a private email, that's great. You've got my email in the show notes, christianacreatorenow.com. You see, I don't talk to you every single day because, well, I just have nothing to do with my life. You matter. You matter to this world and you matter to me. My time and investment of doing this podcast isn't because I just want to do it. This is something that I believe in, and I want to give you tools and strategies, but it requires you to do the work. Are you ready to do that work? Are you ready to get up off the couch and say, hey, I'm ready for the change. I'm up for the challenge. Sign me up. I want to talk to you. I want to know where to begin. These are my struggles. I have no idea. Let's talk. Because you see, your life matters. And you have people around you that love you and care for you. And they want to see your greatness shine. But it's up to you. It's up to you to be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.